Well, the coach said before last game that you were chomping at the bit to get going, and obviously a chance to finally do it here tonight. What's the excitement level like for you?
I feel like I just kind of came through or went through the coming back thing, so you kind of know what to expect in the game coming back. Just play simple, play your game, and it's just hockey. So,
on that note, have you kind of managed the last little bit here where you were ready to come back and then all of a sudden you get bumped out of here again?
Yeah, it was, it was different. I've never really had one of those injuries. I didn't really have any symptoms. From the next morning on, I felt fine, cleared all the tests, but it was pretty apparent there was an injury there, so I'd rather be a little on the safe side, I guess. So, I felt fine. I felt fine for the past 10 days at least, and I've been skating good and no symptoms. So,
seems like there's a pretty good buzz in the room for your guys to get this trip back on track despite just the one little blip there in Chicago.
It is what it is. I think we've done a pretty good job this year of moving past those kind of games. I think in past years we've dwelled on them a little bit and we let them affect us, but we can just tell, like, even from when the guys got on the bus, it was kind of old news, and we're moving forward and looking on to the next one. So it's a pretty good thing to have in a team, and I don't think the mood's changed much. It's just you're coming into another game and you got to prepare.
What do you remember about the hit? I mean, obviously you were going to hit him, and just one of those things where you kind of hit
his shoulder. I obviously knew he was coming, what I was doing. I think, the way I turned, I think he turned his shoulders pretty much parallel to mine. And he's a little bit bigger than me, and I think his shoulder just hit me right in the jaw. And, I don't think it was dirty by any means. It was just kind of one of those fluky plays that that happened. It's part of hockey, as much as we don't like it, but it's a contact sport, and those things happen. And, that's about it.
Feeling like the not being able to get up initially too after the hit, or was that, do you even remember that?
Yeah, I remember bits and pieces of that, just following. A lot of the stuff came back, and there's that initial shock. I think a little bit as if you are in a little bit of shock, just not really realizing what happened. You're in a little bit of a daze, and that kind of sets into almost not a panic, but a little bit of a you start thinking about it too much, and it kind of gets in your own head. I went home with Andy Kopp, and I was fine all night. We talked, it was normal, and woke up and felt fine and went through all the protocol and had no symptoms. So, it's kind of a weird thing, but we knew that there was an injury, so I think that's just the thing I kept almost telling myself to err on the side of caution and just make sure you're ready to go.
You never had one before?
No.